Hard to believe. Sioux Falls Storm, the season down to its final three regular season games, and they're going to be on the road with a team that I think could be a United Bowl preview. Nebraska, they're still leading the intense conference, but they got more on the line than the Storm certainly do. Storm on the road, and one of the guys, big part of the Sioux Falls Storm success, defensive lineman Corey Johnson. Corey, nice to have you back on the team. I know you had an injury earlier in the season, kept you out for a part of the season.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things where I didn't know if I was ever going to come back. You know, I herniated my L5 disc, and some of the pain I went through for about 4 to 6 weeks was, I mean, it was bad. And a lot of people took part, you know, Orthopedic Institute. I worked with Brian Brink and Kyle Wiebesek almost every day, and then seeing Dr. Galen Stope at Integrated Chiropractic, and then also I've been getting ARP therapy through Cairo Sports with Dr. Chris Mickelson. And, you know, if it wasn't for those individuals right there, I there's no way I'd be back on the field already.
I think obviously that unit is happy to have you back, and it's a unit that's kind of evolved with some new faces and obviously a new coordinator with Brian Hermanson coming in, replacing Josh Siegfried. How much of a transition was that, and how much was did your experience play a role to kind of try to bring that unit together?
You know, indoor football, and this isn't to toot my own horn, it always starts out with a nose tackle, especially for a defense. Like, in order for a defense to have ultimate success, you need to make that quarterback move around a lot. And the person who has that immediate effect is always going to be your nose tackle, and then your DNs up front, and then the linebacker doing stuff. But if you can have a nose that gets off the ball and causes that quarterback to shift, you know, that throws off his timing. And in practice, that's all quarterbacks work on is timing. And so if you can throw that off a little bit, you're going to have a lot of success as a defense. And, you know, Coach Hermanson knows exactly what he's doing. You know, he runs the Storm defense is what I like to call it. You know, he puts in a couple of his personal wrinkles that, you know, a coach Mike Aldridge or Josh Siegfried or Andre Fields didn't run. But, you know, the Storm premise of our defense is still pretty much the same. We just have a couple little different things that we throw in week in and week out. We just go.
You dropped 30 pounds before the season. Has that made you a better nose tackle here defensively during the season?
It was 65, actually.
Ah, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, last year, July 15th, I was 376. The heaviest individual ever to be on the Storm team, besides Zach Tubbs and then myself. But yeah, you know, that helps just for, I mean, I still feel like last year I had a decent quick first step, but the thing I didn't have is by play three, by play four, I was exhausted because I was carrying around so much extra weight. Whereas now, I mean, I'm not in great football shape by any means, but down in Texas, you know, my second game back, I really didn't get overly tired at all. I mean, there was a couple series here and there where you could tell I was a little bit tired, but not like last year. I would have been tapping out saying, get me off the field, and I need an oxygen tank.
Hmm.
So yeah, the weight has definitely helped.
So you're coming back from that herniated disc, the L5. What's your main concern when you're coming back and you're preparing for these games? Is there one particular thought that keeps going through your head, maybe a concern or a fear, or is that now gone that you played a couple of games?
It's gone now. I don't know if you watched the first game at all when I came back against Bemidji. The first drive of the game, I was really hesitant. You could tell that I was being very conservative with my play and not just getting off the ball and going and flying a million miles an hour. And then I got hip tossed on one of the plays, and that's how I heard it in the Nebraska Danger game. And I kind of like was like, oh no. And I got up and I was like, I feel fine. Sweet. Let's go. And then ever since then it's been kind of just going with it. You know, there's still muscle stuff, just because it affected my nerve, my sciatic nerve running down my leg. So there's still some issues where like, sometimes my calf isn't firing 100%. Sometimes it's my quad. One week it's in my hamstring. And it's just getting through the mental aspects of that stuff and just playing football. But in Texas, I really felt like, my calf was a little sore, but I warmed it up. I put some red hot on it. Ryan Brink massaged it out for me, and, you know, we got ready for the game, and I felt fine during the entire game. So I think all the stuff, all the all the worries and everything are behind me now.
I think when you are done with your career, maybe marketing the Corey Johnson diet plan would be a good place to start. But I wanted to talk about the undefeated record, and obviously you guys have a tough challenge going into Nebraska this Saturday. How much is it? I mean, Storm has had some perfect seasons. How much you guys want to maintain that goose egg in the loss column, or how much is it more about just getting that number one overall seed so you can host throughout the playoffs?
Well, this year, you know, we've mentioned the undefeated thing. We've mentioned the four-peat. I mean, because we'll be, I don't know how many teams have four-peated in the history of professional sports, but we'll have the opportunity to do it twice. You know, undefeated season, we've talked about it and stuff, but for us, it's a home field advantage. I mean, there's nothing more critical than playing in front of the Sioux Falls Storm fan base. I mean, we have an incredible fan base, and that place gets so loud, and we have smaller end zones, so it plays in the favor of the defense. So, I mean, yeah, there's just, we want the number one seed. Would it be nice? I mean, for us to get the number one seed, we really feel like we need to win out. But you don't hear us talking about Texas or Cedar Rapids or, you know, and the Cedar Rapids coach, I mean, he deliberately waived the game against us when they were at home because he didn't want to onside it, have us score another touchdown because of the rule where you have to keep moving forward or the clock stops and win by more points, because he's thinking when we go down there, he's going to beat us and beat us by more points. And if that's in case of a tie between us and them, well, then they would win the tie and we'd have to go to Cedar Rapids the following week. You know, we're not thinking about all those things. We talked about it right after the game because we were all confused why Cedar Rapids coach did that. And we talked about it and it was explained, and then we just move on. But the most important thing is Nebraska danger. We need to go down there. We need to execute our plays, handle our business, and get a W and come home.
I think this is a preview, possibly, of United Bowl coming up on June 28th. Can you tell the intensity is a little higher this week in your preparation?
I'd say it's a normal week. I mean, we always have intense practices. I'm, you know, Kyle Surratt brought up this saying when he had word of the day earlier in the season called fake it. And what his premise was even if you come to practice and you're not excited and you are sore and you want to go home, well, a bunch of people around you might be excited or might be counting on you to be excited, so you need to fake it and then let's go. And so I think our defense especially is really – took that to heart, to where, you know, there are days where you don't want to be there, you don't want to bang into each other, and we just get their intensity up and we get the talking and John at our offense, and you know, it makes everything go better and it makes practices go faster actually, so plays in favor of all of us.
What jumps out at you about Nebraska? What makes them a potentially formidable opponent?
Sewell. Yep. You know, you take him out of that offense, I don't think they're very good. You make him, you take his running ability out of the game, I don't think they're that good. They're a good team, don't get me wrong, but I think they're beatable. When you let Sewell have his way with running the ball and making plays on third downs, and then you let his play action, because you're afraid of how he's running the ball, you let his play action start to take over the game, he can be a threat. I mean, we saw it last year in the championship game. I mean, we allowed Sewell to run crazy on us a little bit, and that kept him in the game, and it was enough for it to come down to them making a field goal or missing a field goal to win the game, or to put it in overtime.
Mm-hmm. Corey, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. Again, congrats on dropping 55. Congrats, man. That's great. Continued success. Good luck with Nebraska. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks for the time.
All right, Corey. Corey Johnson, defensive lineman for the Sioux Falls Storm. You'll be able to hear the game Saturday night on Kello AM 1320 or FM 107.9.